Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air. We are. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's the 14th of April, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center on the forefront of the fight on COVID-19. And we'll be joined by Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional and Dr. Gonzalez, who is their chief surgeon, talking about elective surgery, wounds, and updates on what's going on with the COVID. I'm joined, of course, by Ashley.
Good morning.
Who has the weather, which you could read for yesterday.
Yep.
And tomorrow.
For the rest of the week.
And for the rest of the week. But we also have a traffic alert.
Yes, our traffic alert actually came from Sue. She just texted me. I haven't found anything online about it yet. But
it wasn't her, was it?
No, we have lights down on the intersection of California and Market Street. So just be aware as you go. If the lights are flashing, that means it's a four-way stop, and stay safe.
Okay. Well, since the traffic is not huge out there right now, and it's never really huge this time of the morning, really, but then now you may have to stand there in the center of the of the street to see anything coming.
Yep.
So, okay, hey, what's our weather look like, though?
We are looking at pretty much the same thing you saw yesterday for the rest of the week. We have a high of 80, a low of 50. We have today a little bit of a north wind, which will keep our overnight lows a little bit warmer than they would be normally. But we are looking at that pretty much throughout the week. High of 82 tomorrow, low of 53. 79 on Thursday, 80 on Friday. Little bit of clouds, just enough to make the sunrise interesting. Sunset shouldn't be terribly interesting today, but for the rest of the week it should be.
Okay.
So send us some pictures.
All right. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, just talked to them yesterday, and things are going well there. They've got a lot of deliveries going out to people. It's still cold up in some of the areas, but people are staying home, so they're using their propane more. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Ryan Odie from Turtle Bay. Has your hair grown like 6 inches since last month?
I always have it tied up.
So. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You came in today, and I'm thinking, boy, how long has it been since Ryan's been here?
I've been working from home, so it's just the extra thought of doing my hair.
I was wondering
was
about
much.
The pajama bottoms.
They'll never know. Yeah.
Okay, you know, I'm reading things, you know, of course, it's not just on Facebook, but I go to other sites, and they are hilarious about people, you know, I think I forwarded this one. My buddy sent it to me from Florida. Written by a woman, and it's got graphs, you know, what's going up. The coffee is always at the very top. And then and it's got all these different things.
Yeah.
But, you know, others are saying, I can't tell if I've lost or gained weight because all I wear is my pajamas, and they're not a good indicator.
Right.
What superpowers do you have from the quarantine?
Superpowers do I have?
Yeah, because I've discovered that I can still – put off doing a job that should have been done for years, and I couldn't because I didn't have enough time. That's a superpower.
Oh,
the other superpower is I can make people disappear with a single cough. So I've seen other people's superpowers coming out. So what's your superpower from being sheltered?
Well, I wish it was being able to put off a job. My wife's pretty good about making sure the housework still gets done. So
there you go.
I'll have to keep on searching.
She's got bigger superpowers than you.
Yeah, apparently.
Another one says, I have a superpower. I can get to the I can get anywhere from the house to the refrigerator in under 30 seconds.
Totally.
Okay, enough of that. You all had a plant sale going.
Yes.
It's still going. That is fantastic.
Yeah, we're really excited to still be able to offer the spring plant sale. Most people are used to that being a 1 to 2 day sale, but we're actually extending that and doing pickup and delivery because our team works so hard to propagate vegetables and California native plants and drought tolerant. So we have this huge inventory. And then obviously times changed, but we decided to change with it. And so we're doing pickup and delivery for the spring plant sale while supplies last. So we're continuing that.
So you're asking yourself, well, what kind of stuff do they have? Well, you go to the Turtle Bay website. I did this. And have you ever thought about this, you know, these plants or these, you know, maybe a flowering bush that you've always, I mean, you know what it looks like and you kind of know what its, you know, its name is, you know, that, you know, you're, it's not the real name, but it's the name.
Yeah.
You've got on your website, not only do you have the name that people know it by, you have a photo of it.
Yeah.
You have the Latin name for it, and if you click on it, it's got all the information.
Yeah, the picture, how to take care of it.
I don't know how many are on there, but hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and our team has been amazing at really being careful on the plants they do choose, and all of these plants are sure to survive and thrive in this area. We propagate them on site, and many of them come from our botanical gardens.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you see our botanical gardens and how beautiful that is. And it's a lot of people will go and take a picture of something in the gardens and then email our gardens team and say, I want that plant. And then they'll go and buy it. So,
That's what you see. And so you don't have to leave the house.
Right. Yeah.
You just have to buy it. And then I'll give you Ryan's cell phone number. He'll come over and plant it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, we haven't offered that service yet. But.
Just kidding. Well, you're not, I mean, this is amazing because this is, now you have vegetables, you say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the most popular parts of the spring plant sale is our heirloom vegetables. So those have been.
When you say heirloom, aren't heirloom then you can use the seeds or am I mixing up my terms here? Heirlooms are the kind that produce seeds. Is this correct?
I'm actually that's why we have a gardens department. So that'll be something you'll have to shoot over to their question.
Because most of the new hybrids don't have seeds, and certain species are, you know, for me were heirlooms that meant that you could use the seeds, try the seeds, and then plant them later.
Gotcha.
Which meant that you had next year's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know they're tasty because they sell well. And
she's sitting there on the computer.
Yeah, type it away. Well, hey, I'll learn something new, too.
Well, you know,
The difference, according to Google, which does everything, the difference is that heirloom are basically purebreds, and they're not hybrids of any kind.
There you go. So when you use the word heirlooms, it means something.
Yeah. Well, I know that's how our garden team has described them, so there's a reason for it.
See, that's the kind I think you can then grow afterwards. So you get a twofer.
Yeah.
But you know what? Don't just believe me. I've been known to get excited and say things that were kind of true, but not all the way true.
Yeah.
And Linda's still forgiven me for that about the mansion in the Florida Keys. But hey, I'm here with Ryan Odie, and he's from Turtle Bay, and we're talking about this big garden and plant sale they have out there, vegetables. You know what? If you have time, because this is kind of the planning time right now.
Yes.
You might want to take this time to go out. Linda's already pointed out that certain bushes have to be pulled and others have to be planted in here. We've got a rose area, but there's another flowering bush there that has nothing to do with roses. Mm. And so I got a feeling that one's going, and there's going to be a bush put in there. You all have great stuff, and you deliver.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing there. Plus, there's, you know, if people want to start vegetable gardens, maybe you haven't before because you haven't had the time.
Mm.
Maybe now, you know, you get the pots, you know, the big, you know, big round pots there and put soil in, you plant these things, and you have yourself a little garden of tomatoes and cucumbers and...
Well, with a lot of people being stuck at home, we've heard just so many comments from families of how it is a great activity to get outside. There's purpose to it. You're planting a garden. You're outside. As we already heard, the weather's beautiful this week. So gardening is definitely something that I think a lot of people are realizing, wow, this is something I can do right now. And there's going to be, as we, you know, that benefit later of, hey, you're growing your own food. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back because there's other things going on out there at Turtle Bay we want to talk about. This portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, talking about nutritious. This is brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, been in the business 32 years. All of their produce is 100% certified organic. A lot of the meat they have there is certified organic. The cattle are raised in organic pastures, free-ranging, grass-fed. They changed their hours a little bit to accommodate people. They are practicing the 6 feet of social distancing. You can call in, make your order, pay over the phone. They'll call you back when your order's ready, and you show up, and they will deliver it right out to your car. Seniors have shopping hours from 7 to 8 a.m., and the deli kitchen is still going, and it's a grab-and-go. And I've been in there, and they've got great sandwiches, great salads, breakfast burritos, hot sandwiches, all of that at Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay right after these messages, 7:15 in the morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day.
Snow may bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Die.
93.5 radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live throughout the world. 8 o'clock today, we're going to have Shasta Regional Medical Center with the head of their surgery unit and Casey Fatch, CEO of the hospital. We have them in on once a week to do updates on the COVID-19 in our county because all the COVID cases go to Shasta Regional. There's big news about the testing that Mercy Hospital just got the quick turnaround test kits, but they only got 100 of them. Shasta Regional, they are teamed up, of course, on fighting this virus. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Things have changed dramatically, probably for people that had help at home from other people besides home helpers, people sheltering in place and such. Home Helpers is still there, still helping people, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, whether it's one day a week or 7 days a week. They are constantly out there. They're helping people. They're expanding because of what's going on right now. They're looking for good workers. Everybody that goes through there has been well-trained, background checks, DMV checks, alcohol, drug testing. They've had it all. They're licensed by the state. Everything. And Sharon Clark's been doing this for over 15 years and has won Best in the North State probably almost every year she's been in the business because she is the best in the North State. Home Helpers. Learn more at 226-8350 or go to their website, readinghomehelpers.com. I'm here with Ryan Odie from Turtle Bay, and we're talking about the giant plant and bushes, plants, vegetables, all that kind of stuff they have on their annual sale that usually runs for a weekend, and now we're extending it out over how long?
Well, as far as we know, while supplies last, which is okay. We're selling out a specific plant, so we'll see. But we right now have plans to do this through May. So.
Yeah, don't call them, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's another thing is our team has just been inundated with orders, which is a good problem to have. And so we've had to kind of adjust our process a little bit. And so we just want to encourage people who are interested in these heirloom vegetables and drought-tolerant plants and California native plants to go over to turtlebay.org. And if you scroll down, you'll see a link to spring plant sale. And then there's an online order form that you can fill out with the plants that you'd like to buy. And then you don't need to do anything at that point. You don't need to call. We will actually call you, and we process those forms in the order we receive them, mm-hmm. and then we'll give you a call and either schedule a pickup or we're offering the delivery option. And with the delivery, if you'd like that, there's just an $8 charge for that and then a $25 minimum of how many plants you'll
okay,
have.
Okay, so you go out and buy your $50 worth of plants, add another $8 onto it, which pays for gas.
Yep.
It pays for more gas now than it paid for 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I went out and actually filled my truck up for like $50.
When you usually just drop the 10 in or something.
I'll put 50 in, but it never fills it up.
Right.
But it filled it up. Yeah. It was unusual. Of course, I have no place to go to. and so now I'm getting 2 weeks to the gallon.
It
seems like. Okay. So the plant sale, plant and vegetable sales. Go to the website, mm-hmm. find out what you want, and they've got pictures of everything. They have Latin names. They have the common use names. You click on that. It tells you what kind of plant it is, what kind of sun it needs, what kind of nourishment and water it needs. So you pick those out. You pay for them. You add $8 onto it because they'll just deliver them to your house.
Yeah.
Is it usually the same day or is it within a couple of days?
Yeah. Well, that also depends on the amount of orders that day. But they've been we've been scheduling both pickups, which you can actually just drive up to the nursery curb. Those are every 15 minutes, and then they do deliveries at the end of the day. So you should
load it in the back of your car or your truck.
Yeah, and we're practicing all the good social distancing practices, so we were using gloves on everything. We actually let the guests, we stand back as the guests load their car.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, yeah.
Just to make sure they're safe, they Lysol all the plants. No, I'm just kidding. They don't Lysol the plants.
Plants are healthy.
They Lysol the plants, George! They're Lysol in the plants! Don't buy the tomatoes! Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of starting to feel after this much time.
Yeah, we have to do
Ashley just covered. She's covering her face right now. She's just, yeah.
We have to do a PR release after being on the radio with
Carl. Right. No, we are not lifestyle. No, you know what? You know, Turtle Bay is such an important part of our community. And you're going through this just like our community is.
Yeah.
You've shut down. You're trying to keep the school going. Or you're going to have the school, but you're trying to get them online classes for everybody.
Yeah.
So how's everybody taking it over there?
Yeah, it's been really hard because we live for seeing those families and those kids coming into the park and experiencing that and being a resource for our community. So we've really adjusted and had to adjust quickly because we still want to be that educational resource for our community. So we are excited to launch Turtle Bay TV. People may have been seeing that on some of our social media. But what we've done is we've taken our main program areas, animals, horticulture, exhibits, and in education, and we've taken those and we've turned it into kind of a episode of each of those people in those program areas describing maybe an exhibit we have or some artifacts or diving into a science experiment you can do at home, talking about our animal ambassadors. And we're really hoping that this can become a distance learning opportunity for families and to be something that you can stream on any device and turn on and keep that connection with us at Turtle Bay. And we want to keep that connection with you. So we're working hard. We've been trying to release these every week. And then on top of that, we're also on all of our social media channels doing live streaming. Mm-hmm. Just to show you that our team is still hard at work. The animals are being taken care of.
I'm watching Turtle Bay TV right now on my computer, and it's about tortoises and turtles.
Yeah.
And you have a gentleman in here, and you're showing the type of turtles you have there are in water turtles.
Yeah.
And so you're getting classes on them and everything, and you just tune in. And the only thing I did was Turtle Bay TV on my computer, and it took me right there.
Yeah. And so, we have plenty of links on our website that you'll be able to find that. And it is a streaming service, so you can just press play, and it'll go through episode after episode.
Yeah.
A great opportunity for your kids to get an exposure to those program areas that we're involved in. But what's really unique, and we've been getting feedback on from people who have been watching, is it's because it's unique to our North State area. Because Turtle Bay deals with a lot of the history and the resources and the wildlife of our area, you're really getting a deeper look. Specifically for us, you know, and that's where we kind of differ from maybe other organizations is like we really want to build roots here with the type of educational opportunities.
You're doing one right here that I'm looking at, and it talks about soap and water and what soap and water does to germs.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing, and then you're doing a little bit about rosemary and artifacts from the museum. It's a 9-minute piece.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't have to be cut off totally.
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 Yeah. And also, we just want to say a big thank you to all those members out there that have continued to renew their memberships. We've even had some of our donors renew their pledges to Parrot Playhouse and other sections of the museum.
This is passing. This is passing.
Yeah.
This is not going to last. This is a temporary closure.
Yeah.
Turtle Bay will be there, but we need to continue to support Turtle Bay. They provide a quality place to take your kids to, quality exhibits. If you can, every time my family comes up here, we spend the whole day at Turtle Bay. The dinosaur, last time my grandkids were up, they just spent the whole day in the dinosaur thing. Well, I spent the whole day. They just had to stay with me because they couldn't drive. Turtle Bay is not shut down. Turtle Bay is, yes, you can't visit it, but with all these videos, and they've got the plant sale going on right now, which you can also go to their website, pick out the plants that you want, either pick them up or have them delivered. All of this. You guys are still in the fight.
Totally, yeah. And with those live videos on social media is a real fun way to stay connected. Our team has been having a blast going around the park. You know, you'll do a live video in front of our aquarium, or you're in the gardens, or you're in the collections area where we actually work through our artifacts. So people, this has given us a chance to go behind the scenes more than we ever have. And so I think we're going to come out of this season even more connected to our members and to the people that enjoy Turtle Bay. So, but we're definitely checking the news all the time. And are really excited to get things back to normal and have everybody back at the park.
Yeah, and just remember that come December, we're going to have a light display second to none anywhere in Northern California.
Redding Garden of Lights. We're still working hard on that. So
yeah, you can still continue to build on that.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably takes a while to put a million lights in.
Yeah.
I have no concept of what it's going to look like, but I can't wait.
Yep.
I think Linda's going to be singing there on their opening night.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. Anyway, Ryan, thanks a lot.
Yes.
And thanks to Turtle Bay. And keep your chins up. You all are. You haven't. I don't see anybody has given up on this thing.
Yeah.
Not just Turtle Bay, but other businesses. Redding's, you know, helping each other. We got youth groups delivering food. People saying, I have food and I have toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Putting it out. So if people are having problems with that.
Well, Shasta strong, right? We've been through a lot, and we're going to get through it.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Take care.
Yeah.
Tell everybody we said hello.
All right. Thanks,
okay.
Carl.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You can give her a call at 221-0441. I keep seeing things about health care, health insurance that has, you know, that people have lost, you know, contact with. Well, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Talk about health insurance. Talk about the things you have to have, or the state will charge you $6,000 for not having it. That, and what about the things that are going on financially? She's got a financial team there that is well-trained. They've been doing this since 1993. They can help people with their finances, or at least ask questions about, especially with the stock market going up and down the way it has, like a roller coaster. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 1378 Hilltop Drive. No drop-ins, but you can give them a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back. 7:32 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, going up to 79 today.
Go down in the city, and the sun shines on the bay. Ooh, I want to be there, yeah, in my city.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. industry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Time to all self-isolate. Time to wash your hands, use lots of soap. Don't go further than your gaze. Social life must stay online. Keep 2 meters clear of me. Watch TV, drink lots of wine. That will kill COVID-19.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're here every day to help. How to wash your hands so that how to kill germs. I love it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number at 7:36 in the morning. 48 degrees out there, going up to 79. Is that, ooh. It's going to be another beautiful day. Good day to get out there and walk around. Get your time. Make sure you're socially distanced from everybody. Take your walks. Take your dog out. If your cat's on a leash, nobody will laugh at you. You probably want to get the cat, meanwhile, wants to get you out of the house for an hour or two. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is also getting hit by this COVID-19 virus, but it started 10 years ago, John Bastiani, about the same time we started the station. We've been associated with them for that long. I can't think of a better place to go buy my firearms. They have all the different types of accessories or ammo that I am interested in, great gunsmithing services. The customer service is just noteworthy. And veterans get discounts. All of this at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Their phone number is 222-8222. New case in Shasta County of COVID-19. Self-isolation, 50-year-old. Mercy Hospital has got new testing kits. And it looks like these, as they say, could be a game changer. The new rapid COVID-19 testing kits over at Mercy. They're saying is that the hospital had put in an order for the 3,000 of these Cepheid Gen Expert kits, but only received about 100 for now. Of that number, up to 60 have been validated and can serve as a backup to the testing the Shasta County Public Health Services does. The benefit of this is they can get the test results back in less than an hour using a molecular analyzer, and knowing whether someone has the virus or not will cut down on the amount of personal protective equipment needed. What makes it super important that is the one-hour turnaround, the spokesman from the hospital said. Now we can truly better manage our protective equipment within the hospital, knowing whether someone is positive or negative instead of everybody having to wear the PPEs. They're also helping people from the Shasta Regional Medical Center. Said the hospital has already been able to send tests to Mercy for rapid results from two very high-risk patients. So it's a game changer also for Shasta Regional. I can't understand when you put in for 3,000 and you get 100, you would think you get at least, you know, at least 10%, 300 of them.
If you're on the distributor's side and everyone's putting in for 3,000 and you only have 5,000 total, you give everyone a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
So that they can test the ones they need to right now.
I can't help but think that there's some areas that are more equal than others in California.
Absolutely.
Marin County, maybe. So, of course, people in Marin County probably go out and bought their own in, you know, for this. Hey, have you noticed that there's three kinds of people that I've noticed since this thing started? The three kinds, as I'm trying to pull it up here, so I don't want to... Okay. Type one, generally middle-aged, older. Supplies are already at their house. They have a sense of responsibility and preparedness. They don't have to go anywhere. They sit and watch the chaos. Has 50 rolls of toilet paper because they caught it on sale 6 months ago. Makes fun of type two and three people. That's type one. Type two, people that flip out over anything, could be any age, buys things randomly for no reason to make them feel better. They buy everything. They empty stores. They are unprepared for anything. At least they know it and act upon it now. Has 50 rolls of toilet paper because they bought it today. Generally doesn't make fun of anyone, but fights with other type 2 people. Now we have type 3. Millennials, mostly. No preparedness, no urgency. Mad at type 2 people because they bought everything, thinks that people should leave things in stores for them. They show up 3 days too late and take pics and complain. Probably receive participation trophies. Should learn some preparedness. Has one roll of toilet paper, complains about type 2 people, doesn't know type 1 exists.
For the record, I am in the millennial generation. Most of the millennials that I know are in the first category. They bought a bunch of stuff on sale. They're good to go.
Yeah, okay, but you're in a different kind of millennial group. You're kind of, you know,
millennials
you're
are way. Technically, most of them are between 30 and 40 at this point. Yeah. We have families. We have many of us kids. It's a, I think millennial
I think
might be a misnomer.
You're taking this too seriously.
That's possible.
That's from Patty Bay.
Thanks
from Patty Bay for sending me this, because it kind of, you know, when you start seeing things, I have still yet to go to a store that has any type of paper products in it. I did see kind of over in the corner in the back when you kind of look at a distance, because you can't see it if you're right there looking down. But if you kind of look and you kind of see things, you know, on the back of the shelf, there were napkins there. And I thought, wow, that's the first time I've seen napkins in 3 weeks too. So people are still out there buying like crazy. And then I saw something that said a returns, and it had a lady with a shopping cart full of toilet paper trying to bring it back.
Most stores are not accepting
returns. No, they're not taking anything back.
Hoarded items.
Yeah. Somebody bought Linda something, and it's nice and all that, but it doesn't quite fit right. But they're not taking returns on it until after all this stuff gets over. And my sister sent me a text this morning early. They got hit on Easter Sunday. And I didn't realize it. They got hit with a tornado. I saw where Mississippi and Alabama got hit, and I think they had 11 people killed and a lot of destruction. Well, it came into northern Georgia and then into southern Tennessee and came into Chattanooga and just killed one person. And it's your typical tornado damage going on the other side of the town there, and just knocked down stores, houses, ripped roofs off things there. And I didn't realize that they had tornadoes like this. And she said, yeah. She says, last year on Good Friday and the year before that on Easter, they had tornadoes, you know, smaller ones, hadn't caused this kind of damage. I didn't realize they were in a tornado alley right there. And it's always this time of the year. So luckily she's okay. Just something else to add on to what's going on out there. We haven't had the frogs falling from the skies yet, have we?
Not yet.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Not in this area.
We've
got a fair amount of locusts in Africa at the moment. Oh, so.
Africa right now, if you haven't been reading about it, has a locust plague. It's hit South Africa, and it's worked its way through there. That there are so many billion locusts, they measure them by clouds, by the square mile of locusts. I mean, they've got 10 square miles of locusts going through their countryside, eating everything, and it's working its way up north. They can't stop it. They've tried everything they can think of, but it's just horrendous to what it's doing. It's wiping out their food. Anything that's on the ground, gone. If you could imagine that. And it's not like they had an overabundance of food over there anyway. So there's just something else that's happening. You don't see the African states being hit by the COVID, mainly because they don't have any testing kits in a lot of these places. So they don't have the hospitals and all this, so they could be running through a small town and killing most everybody, and they're just people dying to them. So we've got it. When you think about it, things are tough here, but they're nothing compared like some of these places in the world. I look at it as that we've got one of the best health care services in the world right here. And you think about how large this nation is. I mean, you can put half of Europe, maybe most of, you know, Central Europe, you can put in the United States. So when you see things like that and what we're doing to combat this, and by the numbers of people we have in California, you would think it would be a lot worse, and it's not. And, you know, I have to say that probably Newsom has a lot to do with this. This and people listening to what the president has said, what Newsom has said about the social distancing, they're shutting down all these places. But yet I've been told that peak, we still haven't reached that peak yet. It may not be until beginning of May. But we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. And Cornerstone Community Bank is, you know, when I hear people getting the PPP, every one of the people I hear from, it's all from Cornerstone Community Bank. So they're doing something right there. Community-oriented, dedicated. They're locally owned, locally operated. Maybe that's got a lot to do with it. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And they are still helping move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages.
Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings his say its song. Every rose has its thorn.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I lost my mind on day 17. Choir and queen, eating bread without margarine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, my producers are taking a perverse sense of pleasure out of finding these songs.
Absolutely.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. You know, day 17 of quarantine. Hey, it's 7:51 in the morning here. 8 o'clock, we're having Shasta Regional Medical Center, Casey Fatch and Dr. Gonzalez, who's our chief surgeon, talking about what's going on there, the COVID-19, a number of different things. They're extremely interesting. I hope you stay tuned. We're going to Facebook this live during this also. This portion of the show brought to you by a business that's not open right now. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And as I've pointed out, after 30-something days of quarantine with your loved one, you might want to head on down the day it's open and find some baubles that might make up for some of the things you've done since this thing has started. Four Winds Jewelry, again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. So many things going on. We've talked about the new cases here, that we've got the new rapid testing kit over at Mercy, but Shasta Regional is using it also. The thing that I see is because you have more time, I think, on your hands, so people get into Facebook. Well, some of the things you're seeing is just continued attacks about how this thing is being handled. And just let me editorialize here, and this is Carl's opinion. We haven't had a president face something like this since probably FDR did in World War II. Something that's nationwide like this. Yeah, you can say 9/11. 9/11 was an overt attack that kind of pulled people together like this. And people did get together. The second guessing didn't begin for a couple years later, and especially around the when it got to be election time. This one is an insidious disease. This virus is insidious. You can't see it. It doesn't have all of a sudden an explosion and a building coming down. It just works on people, on their health. What do you do about this? You isolate the country as much as possible. You start putting as much of the might, industrial might of this country as you can, for building, you know, for producing more masks, producing more of the instant or the quick response test kits, more ventilators. You you marshal your forces, you try to blunt the curve by just spacing it out so you don't get overrun. And the other thing you do is you don't panic, which is what I believe the mainstream media has done. They've panicked. Everybody in New York's going to die. You know, 100,000 in New York going to die. I mean, you hear these things. You hear constant attacks on how people handle it. Trump's not doing this right. Governor Cuomo, who is not a friend, a political friend, they could be friends, I don't know, not a political friend, however, of Trump, has said President Trump has done everything possible to make sure that New York is okay. Governor Newsom, another one you could say is not a political devotee of President Trump, has said President Trump has done everything he can do to assist California. I think if you went to the different regions, you'd see that. And I'm saying President Trump, I'm talking about the government coming out to do things, to blunt this thing, to treat our people. You know, the early estimates on this, my friends, you know, it went up to 250,000 dead. We're at 20,000 right now after a month. Yeah, it's still going to peak in a couple of places. We're not going to get anything close. We're not going to be anything close to 250,000 dead. I don't think it's not even going to be close to 100,000 dead. Now, this is Carl's opinion. This isn't, you know, Dr. Fauci's. But what I'm seeing here, which kind of really irritates me, is the mainstream media trying to cause divisions between Fauci and Trump. Dr. Fauci has been there for 6 presidents. He is a liberal Democrat. And when they asked him the questions yesterday, it was beautiful. He said, that's not true. President Trump has listened to every one of our suggestions, and he has done them. He said it out loud on the news to the reporter that was asking this, trying to sow divisions. He said it, and he said this before. So I don't understand why I see on Facebook that Trump, you know, should be taken to trial as a war criminal, as a war criminal. I mean, when you forward this, and I know people who forwarded this, I know them, and I think to myself, why would you forward something like this? Did President Trump make every decision correctly? No. Who has been faced with this? If you remember the H1N1 that had something like 30,000 people die, nobody even knew it was on. Nobody actually knew it was in the country. Most people didn't. Did Obama react to this? Did he shut down things? Because of this virus has no treatment. They're trying anything. And because Trump used the chloroquine as a possible treatment, what happens? Somebody does a story. Well, he's getting rich off this. He owns the company. No, he doesn't own the company. It's ridiculous. He may has a holding. He has a very small percentage of it. I think he said if he does anything, he makes like $99. Come on. The man doesn't need the $99. What I'm saying here, my friends, is this. Before you send something on and you just hit the send button, why don't you look at it? Why don't you check it? And why don't you use your own common sense to say that maybe if one time this nation needs to get together and actually just do the news and not your opinions and not try to tear down President Trump and his administration and everybody in his administration and Schiff, again, who we haven't heard anything for a few weeks since the collusion trial went to nowhere, and the impeachment because he's doing things we don't like, which went nowhere. Now they're going to do an investigation about how he handled the coronavirus thing. People that have the Trump derangement syndrome, this is not even reaching you. It's not even reaching you. But for people that have got common sense, maybe you don't like Trump, maybe before you hit send or share on Facebook, maybe you ought to look at what you're sharing and saying, is this really doing any good? Because when I see things like that, I think about that person. I think, well, if they're sharing stuff like this, what about the other things they share? Maybe that's crazy too. Anyway, if there's any time that we need to pull together and this nation needs, they need to do, they could take a look at Reading, at how we're pulling together. And they could use this city, this county, Anderson, Shasta County, and the city of Shasta Lake and Reading as a way of pulling together to make this, to get through this thing, to help each other, to have each other's backs. It's right here. It's right here in Shasta County. It's here, and I am so proud of where I live right now. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I've got Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Gonzalez, their head surgeon, in charge of the emergencies, in charge of the operations. We're going to talk about what happened to the elective surgeries.
We need to stock our TP.
Wash your
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. New York Governor Cuomo taking issue with President Trump's statement that he, as president, has the final word on reopening the U.S. economy. Cuomo calls that absurd, telling NBC's Today show, "We don't have a king, we have a president." Mr. Trump, meanwhile, says he is readying a plan for how and when to restart the economy.
When it comes to lifting stay-at-home orders and issuing new guidance, the president says he's the decider, not governors.
When somebody's the president of the United States, the authority is total, and that's the way it's got to be.
Governors from both parties are pushing back and say they have the constitutional responsibility in their states. But Mr. Trump disagrees.
The president of the United States calls the shots.
At the same time, the president says he will work with the states, even though he has the absolute right to announce when the antivirus guidelines are over. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. is faring better than Europe when it comes to the virus death rate. White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx.
Our mortality is less when you combine European countries equal to the size of the United States. And I think this is really two things. One, it's the incredible work of the American people, that it's also the incredible work of our healthcare providers.
The International Monetary Fund expects the global economy to suffer its worst year since the Great Depression, and because of the virus pandemic. Hundreds of Chicago voters who went to the polls in last month's primary are being notified of possible exposure to COVID-19. At one site, a poll worker developed symptoms and later died. On Wall Street this morning, the rally rolls on. Right now, the Dow is up about 451 points, the NASDAQ 245 points higher, and the S&P is up 63 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're about to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law, and we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we've still stayed fairly small, on purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, a reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
There's a partial reopening of businesses in Italy following a five-week lockdown. However, there are strict rules governing hygiene and customer numbers.
It's bookshops, it's shops selling baby clothes, and it's stationery shops. Even some regions today have decided that they're going to opt out, that they're not going to allow these shops to reopen. Factories and industries in particular are frustrated that they have not been able to start back up again. Now, the government has said that over this three-week period, it will look at ways in which it can reopen some factories. The recovery here is very slow, and the government is taking a cautious approach. It's very aware that one wrong step and it could see another outbreak.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie. China facing a new coronavirus flare-up along its remote northern border with Russia. That's far from the epicenter of Wuhan. News and analysis at townhall.com. The spread of the coronavirus causing some concern about the nation's meat supply because of large-scale outbreaks at some huge processing plants.
The virus has forced the closure of a Smithfield Foods pork facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where nearly 10% of the plant's 3,700 workers tested positive for COVID-19. Hundreds of other workers have been sickened at meat facilities in Pennsylvania, Mississippi, Colorado, and other places. Workers stand shoulder to shoulder at meat processing plants and then crowd into locker rooms with no social distancing. Right now, there's a significant amount of meat in cold storage, and with many restaurants closed, their orders can be shifted to grocery stores. But experts warn if 4 or 5 big plants are closed for 2 weeks, that could spell supply trouble. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow's up 401 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 14th of April, 2020. 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and I've added courage. They're the front line of our fight against the COVID-19 virus. We are Facebooking this live right now, and if you're looking in at the at our studio, you'll see that my guests are masked up as medical professionals should be, and I'm masked up like a former Marine. So, can you still hear me? Okay.
Mostly.
A little muffly. That's okay. That's because I have my schmog on instead of a mask, but it works for me. Ashley, what's the weather look like?
We are looking at perfect spring weather for basically all of this week. If you enjoyed yesterday, you're going to enjoy the foreseeable future. We are looking at a high of 80 degrees today, low of 50. We actually have a little bit of that north wind in the morning, keeping our overnight lows a little warmer. Just a slight trace of clouds throughout the week, in order to keep all of our sunrises and sunsets gorgeous. I don't know if anyone else saw that sunrise this morning, but it was beautiful.
I see every sunrise every morning. I have no choice.
Wasn't it pretty?
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. Yeah. Anyway, we're looking at perfect April spring weather for the rest of the week.
Okay, great. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned business, a veteran-owned business that provides outstanding service, gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. So I'm going to jump into this. Are we on FaceTime now? Facebook yet? Or what am I talking about? Yeah, Facebook. Not yet. Okay, we're still trying to get that on. But I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody has their mask on. And we're doing this we're trying to show the way people should be when they go out in public.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll be able to hear you, though. That's the only thing.
You can hear me okay.
Okay, hear you okay. Yeah. And introduce our guest here, Dr.
Gonzalez. Dr. Gonzalez is with us. He's our chief of surgery, right, at Shasta, and probably one of the busiest general surgeons I've ever met. So he's doing a lot of work with us now in our wound care program, and so we thought we'd talk a little bit about that this morning.
Okay, can you get into my chat room here and tell me if you can understand everything that's coming out over the mic. Welcome, Dr. Gonzalez.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I can hear him pretty good, but I'm just standing across the, 3.5 feet away from him. Casey, what's going on over at the Shasta Regional?
Well, you know, we're lose this mask because it's...
Okay.
All right, so there we go.
I sanitized everything before you came in.
Yeah, so, we're trying to get through this like everybody else as a business and as a facility and, like you said, being on the front line and our providers are out there and, it's something we've never seen before. So, here we are and I thought we would talk about something other than COVID-19 this morning. Obviously, there's a few things we could talk about, but we've got some more important stuff that we've got a lot of outpatient services that are shut down and people don't have access to. Wound care is one thing that we kept open because it's important. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about that this morning.
And Dr. Gonzalez, you're the chief surgeon.
I am.
And over there, and you're also head of the wound program, or you oversee that?
I am. You know, a lot has happened with COVID, and I want to make a little plug for masks. I went out the other day and only saw a few. There's no question that if you touch a gas pump, you could get COVID. The people in New York got it from the subway. And there's no question if somebody's within about 5-6 feet of you, they could breathe on you, you could get COVID. So it's real. My neighbors are walking around telling me it's not real, and I spend every day telling them it definitely is real. They need to just get back on the media. So we are observing some personal distancing here, so we can take our masks off, but definitely get a mask or a bandana and wear it.
Well, you know, we sanitize here with Lysol wipes, and we do it before, you know, when I first come in the morning, we do it when we leave at night, and of course after each guest. But you said something that just strikes me as being kind of humorous in a way. You're a doctor. You're at Shasta Regional. You are seeing this every day. You are researching it and all this. To have your neighbors who are not doctors, I'm sure, tell you it's not real.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're lucky. We live up here, and we naturally socially distance in Shasta County. And everybody says it's not real because they aren't really having to deal with it that much. You know, unfortunately, some folks have died in Shasta County from this, but we've been very, very blessed and lucky.
Well, you know, that's a good point. That, you know, people up here in Shasta County are kind of independent types, and you come up here for a reason. And part of that is so you can live in a larger area. You have some space between your neighbors we've got plenty of areas that you can go out and walk, run in, and not have to be, you know, walking or using a subway or a bus. Our bus system has never been fully utilized, even probably half utilized like it could be. So I think we've got some built-in distance, and I haven't thought about it till you said it like that.
Well, when you look at population density too, you know, you look at areas like New York, Tokyo. Other, you know, real populated cities, you get that transfer of disease much more frequently than you do in an area like this. There's just not as many people per square mile here, even close, that you would see in some of these other, you know, hot spots.
Yeah. I'm going to take an early break here because I'm going to talk, about elective surgery. One of the things that people don't really think about, during the rest of the year. But the impact it's having on people here in Shasta County, well, throughout the United States, really, because they've cut back all the elective surgery in most hospitals, from what I know, at least in North Carolina and probably all the way across the United States. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You can't go down for your personalized tour, but people there don't have to worry about toilet paper or food or any of that kind of stuff. They have a gourmet chef that's there. They can use River Commons Senior Living when COVID-19 is not going on as a place that they live. It's not an assisted living facility. It's a place for active seniors. They can use this to kind of spike out to other places they want to visit. River Commons is extremely pet-friendly, and like I said, activity directors, gourmet chefs, they have it all. Located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, something to think about when all of this is over. You can give them a call at 238-5981. And remember, worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back. 8:12 in the morning, 48 degrees out there.
Make me a mask, any design. Please sew it fast. Mask maker, it's the new look. If only that's all it took. Just cover my face. It's finally come time to wear them on walks to the store while you drive. We don't need N95s.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I think I did it again. I just touched my face. It's the new cardinal sin. Oh, baby, I thought I never did it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we have with us today Dr. Gonzalez, who is in charge of the all the surgical procedures over at Shasta Regional and the wound care, and of course Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of the of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've tried to distance ourselves, and we're trying to use the safe procedures here. All of us with different types of masks. Mine, of course, is I was planning ahead and got this in a rack several years ago, and I just use it occasionally, and I'll get back into it. Can you hear me now? Can you hear
me? Yeah, well, we can hear you.
Okay.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Anyway, hey, Dr. Gonzalez, I got a couple questions here, and two of them that we talked to, two of these we talked about during the break. Back in November, December, this flu went through, and now people are starting to think that, well, maybe that was COVID-19. Your thoughts on that?
There was actually an internet post from a medical researcher who felt that there had been COVID in America in November, December of last year. Stanford, in the last few weeks, has developed and is releasing an antibody assay to COVID, which means if you've had an infection, the surface of the virus has a pattern, and they've got an antibody, which is the opposite pattern, like two pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. So they actually will have proof if somebody has antibodies to COVID. And once we start looking at those people who think they have a flu, we're going to know if they really had COVID before. But I think the short answer from what I've been reading online lately is that was not COVID. There have been enough cases now looked at where the people had a terrible flu last year and they don't have an antibody to COVID.
Now, you're saying that, and then the new testing going on about people that have had it and then recovered, or people that never showed the symptoms of it.
People say, I had COVID last year, and I'll tell them, you would have known if you had COVID.
Right.
You would have been just as sick as you were, and you would have blue lips, and you might have ended up in an ICU.
Okay.
So there were a lot of flus going around, but they undoubtedly weren't COVID.
But the second thing we were talking about was the antibodies that that people have, you know, that have recovered from this, and testing for that.
There's a way to treat certain diseases where you can take antibodies from a person and transfuse them into someone else, and then they can immediately fight that infection. And that's underway right now. There aren't enough people who have antibodies to really get enough material to do that testing in the U.S. There weren't that many cases that have already recovered and are deemed non-infected. You need two tests to prove you're not infectious after you've had the infection.
Okay. The impact that when we've shut down the elective surgeries on hospitals throughout the United States. Serious?
Devastating is the word. You know, hospitals use elective surgery basically to pay their light bills. And there hasn't been an elective surgery. Both the hospitals in town very appropriately shut down all their elective surgeries, and that was upon recommendations from the nationwide organizations that oversee these things. There just aren't enough masks, gowns, protective gear, and even medicines to take care of somebody in a pandemic if the elective surgeries went on. It was a resource situation. Also, it keeps people isolated but not bringing them in. So it's just common sense. And a lot of people need to have their hernia fixed or something else and are having to wait. Very frustrating for all parties.
Hip, knees, ankles.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
I've mentioned this before also that, this is across the United States. Hospitals are having to cut the number of employees they have, including healthcare professionals. A nurse said, 30 years as an anesthesiologist nurse, first time I've been out of work. And yet we're short for medical personnel in other areas.
It's the same thing that hit every small business in America, too. You know, the doctor's offices right now are all applying for the paycheck-assisted program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing. It's a devastating, devastating change in America.
Casey, the announced that Mercy has this new quick response to the for testing. You can get it back in an hour. But that you all are also utilizing that, too.
Yeah, well, we have a unit that'll test you in 5 minutes, but you know the reality is that there's just not enough of the test kits out there, so we have to be very discretionary with who we test, just like Mercy does. You have to meet certain criteria before we go through our infectious disease physician, Dr. Miles, that we've had on the show before,
yeah.
And he authorizes who gets the test, who doesn't. And you have to have the symptoms of COVID and meet certain criteria before you get tested. We just can't test everybody. There's not enough test kits out there. So we're very
you were being able to test in 5 minutes.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. We got the unit on Friday, and we've been very very discreet with it. And we're not in a position where we can have a drive-through testing zone like in South Korea or whatever, but. We can certainly test people that are very high risk and showing the symptoms.
The other thing that now you're keeping your wound care open during this time frame.
Right.
We had an employee here that used to be treated every week for an open wound in his legs caused by something. The wound care, could you tell us a little bit about that portion of the hospital?
Well, it's a program that with Dr. Gonzalez's help, we've been able to kind of retool into what we call like an interdisciplinary model, where we've got different practitioners coming in from general surgery to orthopedics to podiatry, and addressing different wounds and because there's a lot of things that cause wounds in people, and there's a lot of people that are more susceptible to getting wounds than the rest of the population. And so we're at the point where we're retooling the program. It's become highly successful. We're looking at reduced, because you talked about your former employee that's been back there every week for a while, and we're looking to retool a program to where we get you in there, get you healed, and on your way instead of coming back. So that's we've had a lot of success with that over the last couple of weeks, and with Dr. Gonzalez's help, and so that's where we're at.
Well, what causes somebody with this type of malady, I guess?
A wound just means a cut in your skin.
And right.
There's other things under the skin, with the subcutaneous fatty tissues, the fascia, the muscles, the bones. But, a normal wound will heal in about 2 weeks in everybody. And the things that keep wounds from healing are the reason you end up in a wound center. Most people get a very deep cut. It's done in 2 to 3 weeks. If you have underlying diseases where you don't have enough oxygen to your tissues, which means smoking, by the way, if you have COPD, if you have diabetes, your circulation can be impaired. If you've got vascular disease, your circulation can be impaired. And if you're not mobile, you're always putting pressure on certain parts of your body. We don't realize it, but you roll around in your sleep. If you stay in one spot for 20 minutes, you'll actually break your skin down. If you stay in one spot overnight, you'll have an ulcer there and you have to go to a wound clinic. That's how deep it'll be if you just didn't turn in your sleep. And when you walk, you unconsciously put the pressure on your feet in a different spot with every step. You don't just touch your toes first. You actually rotate part of your pad of your foot that touches the pavement when you walk. If you have some nerve damage in your feet, you're going to hit the same spot with every step, and you'll end up with a sore all the way down to bone. So we have to figure out why the wounds aren't healing. There are all those underlying things. We check blood tests on people. We have to be sort of a general doctor when we first meet a person in the wound clinic and sort that out. And once we realize where it's coming from, then you have to come up with a prevention strategy. The wounds heal themselves, just like a lawn growing, but you have to keep other things out of the wound. That's where they have this treatment of debridement, where every week you numb up the area and you scrape off anything in the way that's stopping the normal tissue from growing in. So it's a process. It's usually a weekly process for a while, debridements.
You can, if you lay for 20 minutes without moving, you can start breaking your skin down?
Yeah, your blood pressure is 120 millimeters of mercury, and you can push that hard. That's like, just picking up a one-pound weight, basically. So if you just put a little weight on your skin, it'll start not perfusing. It'll start getting bruised and white, and no blood will go to the surface. Usually in your sleep, you just roll, and then that part gets better.
Well, for all you couch commandos during this time, you might want to think about this. When you're kind of sitting there, the only thing that's moving is your wrist for the remote.
Carl's very, very concerned.
I can tell you right now. Well, that's why I have a recliner. I just move back and forth on it all the time. And then my dog makes sure that I get up every 15 minutes to take her out or give her something, because she'll bark at me. And so I've got my own self-turning, self-generating animal in the house.
There you go.
Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You're thinking, why are you talking about this? Because we've set a new record for guns being bought in America last month, and it looks like they're going to beat it this month. Northern Firearms Instruction is still teaching people how to use a firearm safely, but they're doing it safely also. They're keeping the social distancing. They're sanitizing everything. Nobody is touching anybody. You bring your firearms, you sanitize your firearms, you shoot your firearms, and then you go home. They are not issuing new CCWs, but they are issuing renewals on your CCW. Just call the sheriff's office and ask them how that works. But for more information about anything that's going on right now with guns, gun community, and these new gun laws, check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back with Casey Thatch and Dr. Martinez.
Hi. Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And now, back to our show.
Sir, if I go to work, I'll get corona.
Well, your lead-in music is unbelievable.
I tell you what, my producers are the best in the world, and I mean they find stuff that is just, and there must be like 1,000 new songs written about this disease, about this virus. 8:32 in the morning here, and Carl and the Bot at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Phone lines here are 605-4567, or hop into the chat room and ask questions, as many people have. This portion of the show is brought to you by a business that is sheltered and shut down, Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop works on appointments. I have an appointment May 1st. Is there any chance I'll be there on May 1st, you two think?
I wouldn't bet on it.
Maybe I should make it for me.
Our peak is later than the rest of the country.
Yep.
You know, whatever they say, add 2 to 4 weeks to that. Yeah. That's the peak of the virus in Shasta County.
Yeah. You might want to rebook it for the 15th at least. That's the earliest.
Okay, my appointment will be May 15th at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, I hope. 244-9478. I'm here with Casey Fetch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Gonzalez, who is the heads up their surgery clinics and wound treatment. And we've gotten a lot of different questions coming in here. One of them is about the mainstream media. You all had some great answers about that. Is the mainstream media kind of sensationalizing this, in your opinions?
If you think about New York, if you think about Paris, you think about Italy, you can't over-sensationalize trucks full of dead people. You can't over-sensationalize that. It's real. I think that news applies to those places. It doesn't necessarily apply to Shasta County. You know, our particular situation here in the North State is we need to isolate. We need to isolate a lot. We need to know it's real. We need not let it come here. So it applies to them. It doesn't apply to us.
How are we doing, in your opinion? We talked about it a little bit earlier because we all are naturally distant up here anyway. So are we doing the right things here?
I'd like to say no, because I see people without masks, but our numbers say it's working.
Okay. People should wear a mask.
People should distance at least.
Distance at least.
At least. Yep.
And if you go to a store, you should cover your... You should wear a mask.
You should wear a mask.
Yeah, if you're going to go out in public, you should wear a mask.
If you go to the gas station...
The worst thing you could do is buy gas on the I-5.
That's right. Yep.
You should wear gloves when you do it. You can wear a mask, and you're fine. But the worst thing you could do is go to a pump where trucks have gone through, where people have gone through, and bought gas.
Okay.
The big centers are the Bay Area, L.A., and Washington State. Look at the license plates on the I-5.
Yeah, it's the same on the East Coast. You know, you look at that whole area with Connecticut and New York and Boston. You know, that there's a whole thoroughfare that went through there. That's what was responsible for bringing the COVID up there.
There is a place in town, just let me say it, Ginger's Gas Station, on the corner of, what, Bocelli and Cypress.
I bought some gas there recently, wore gloves, and it was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I don't have COVID.
Well, they have, but they also pump the gas for you if you get to one of those. They pump gas, so you don't even have to get out of your car. So I think that's something that maybe people ought to take a look at then.
Yeah.
Or, like you said, wear gloves. The sensationalism of this, with its, you know, we're here, we're seeing Dr. Fauci, Dr. Brooks, Pence, Trump on every day. Are you all in touch with national authorities on a regular basis?
Well, you know, we get updates every day. We get updates from CMS, which is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and then also the National Institute of Health. You know, they issue guidelines and any kind of research that they're doing, anything that they could do to update the healthcare professionals. We get bulletins every day from both organizations.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. Do you have a question for our guest?
I've got a comment and then I've got a question. I read in the Record Searchlight here about a week and a half ago that they were going to hold off the shutdown for Shasta County. Rather, the rest of the state's going to go out of shutdown before we do because we hadn't peaked yet. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts on that. Have we peaked? We haven't had a case in, what, 4 days, unless there's something new come out that I haven't heard of.
We had one yesterday.
One yesterday, Nick. Yeah.
Oh, we're on the upswing. We're heading right back up. We must have hit a V, huh? Hit the bottom.
We're talking small numbers.
Yeah, pretty easy.
But I do have another
Wait a minute. Wait, Nick, let's answer that question. We talked about it a little bit earlier. But Dr. Gonzalez thinks we are going to be extended out a little bit.
Yeah, it's not going to peak. It's going to be a line or a hump.
Right.
You know, we're going to get cases, but hopefully, you know, we're not going to get a big bunch in one day like they do on the East Coast.
Okay.
Well, it seems to me like maybe they're punishing us for being a little bit more conservative up here. That's the impression.
Well, we're rewarding ourselves by being conservative. We are rewarding ourselves.
You know, I'm around town. I don't see people covering up like you guys are insisting that we do. But my thoughts are, too, now that I've heard through all different media that the flu is actually more deadly than what this has turned out to be, and maybe we should extend these masks and gloves every time there's a cold going around or the flu's going around, and we can just have the Nazis call us up and tell us when we need to cover up for our own good.
Okay, Nick, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I wish you could see the faces in there. I can't see their faces, but I know there's smiling going on here.
Yeah.
But that is a point. People talk about, you know, 30 to 50,000 people die a year from influenza. And the difference between influenza and COVID-19.
Well, the flu comes around every year, depending on what strain it is or this and that. But and again, when you have the winter months, most people, you know, when you're in the hospital business, most people, you know, get sicker during the winter months. This is different than the flu. I mean, it's based on the research, much more contagious. Target specific, you know, specific people in the population, and so this is something not to be taken lightly.
It's not fair to compare it to the flu.
It's not.
Okay.
COVID can live on a stainless steel countertop for days.
Yeah.
COVID is much more contagious. It's easy to get it and not even know. People are walking around healthy. They carry COVID. They can give you COVID, and they haven't started showing symptoms yet. COVID gets into your lungs, and it causes the blood cells to burst and deposit iron in your lungs. You can tell if somebody has COVID by their X-ray or their CAT scan. It's a much worse disease than the flu.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are saying, oh, it's the flu. And indeed, frail individuals have succumbed to the flu, and that's always been true, and there's always big numbers. Children have succumbed to the flu. But if everybody had COVID and the number of people, in comparison to the number of people that have the flu,
yeah,
we would see deaths like in Italy.
Okay, so, and there's your difference.
There's your difference.
That's when it gets into the system like that. There's vaccinations for the flu. How, you know, I don't want to get into the vaccination thing, but vaccinations for the flu, people, you know, we're told every year to get our flu shots. Does that help?
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
they guess what next year's flu is going to be, and they make a vaccine. And sometimes they're wrong, and sometimes they're right.
Is it going to be a vaccine for this, you think, Doctor?
It'll be a breakthrough if there is. You know, there's no vaccine for the common cold. And if they could create a vaccine for this, it would apply in some ways to even the common cold. In other words, the things that make the cold mutate and the things that make it impossible to vaccinate against, that's what they're addressing here, same kind of situation.
So this is kind of like, oh, you see some of the best minds in the world right now working on this. But do you hold any big hopes that something like this is going to happen?
I'd like to see it happen.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I agree. You know, when you look at the mortality rate of the COVID patients, you know, you look at France and you look at Italy. I mean, you're talking sometimes in some cases 7 to 12%. You know, which is, we're not even close to that here. But you know, it's alarming. I mean, it's a killer. It's a problem.
You know, frankly, I look at Real Clear Politics every day, and I look at the cases, and I look at per million.
Yeah.
And we're doing a great job here. We have, when you look at compared to other places in Europe, like the Netherlands, Belgium, they've got a death rate in the 300 per million, and ours is at 70. It's still terrible,
yeah,
you know, in the fact that people are dying. But when you look at how huge our country is and the things that have to be done to blunt this thing. So the social distancing, wearing masks while you're out in public, all of this is going to help. If you're pumping gas, use hand sanitizer or wear gloves when you're doing that.
Or have it done for you.
Or have it done for you, like at Gingers. You can also put in there, get your name up on the sign there at some point later in life. But these are things that you can do as an individual to help keep you and your family safe.
You know, it comes down to personal responsibility. You know, in a lot of ways, people don't want to be told to wear a mask. But, you know, real Americans have responsibility. You know, that's why we have guns, by the way. Those people with personal responsibility are why we can still have guns.
That's why we vote.
And that's why we vote.
Yep.
And it's your personal responsibility not only to keep yourself from getting it, but keep your neighbors from getting it. And I know we don't want to be told what to do. I don't like being told what to do. I sympathize with that caller. But in this case, it's a personal responsibility issue. You yourself are making a decision that's going to benefit you, your family, and your community.
Okay, that's a good time to take a break. 8:43 in the morning, about 54 degrees out there, going up to 79 today. By the way, the sun, when it gets hot, does that help?
It's complicated, but yes.
I was getting the shaking of the head, and I'm getting ready to say that doesn't work here.
Yeah.
But we are on Facebook right now, going live.
Yeah.
So, but it's complicated, but yes, it does work.
Yeah, hot weather helps.
That's you know what? I'm really fine with that type of explanation. I've been in the Marines a long time. You know, something like that, it works for me.
Well, there's a couple things we have on our side, right? We've got the heat in the summer up here, and then we also have the the less people per square mile. I mean, it works both of our favors. So.
And then when we shut down everything, that just makes it better.
Yeah.
I know. Mm. I know. I'm just like Nick, too. Mm. Nick, tell me. But what Dr. Gonzalez said, it's very important. It's a sense of responsibility. It's the same thing as owning a gun, carrying a gun. It's a sense of responsibility that you're protecting yourself and your family and others, in some cases. But this way we are protecting each other. Okay, last time to take a break. 8:44 in the morning here on the 14th of April. And like I said, 54 degrees sunny, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to start drinking? I know that it is only noon, but we don't really have to go to work, and there is literally nothing else to do. I know this was a present, and I Googled this wine, and it's only worth $4. Do you want to start drinking? Are you not thinking what I'm thinking? Not so much.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
Who am I not to give them to him? Like I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Premier, your friendly old change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, 605-4567. You won't be able to get in right now with a question because the lines are all filled up. 8:48 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be up to 79 today, tomorrow 82, and Thursday at 79, and all sunny days. Let's go to the phones, and please, can you keep your question short, because we still have some things to cover today. So, Lori, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Carl and everyone. Yes, if either guest could address Senator Scott Jensen. He's a Minnesota senator who's a doctor and a senator, and he was a guest on Laura Ingraham recently discussing the ventilators. Apparently, if someone's admitted to the hospital, it's $13,000 if you're coming in as a COVID type of a patient. And if a person goes on a ventilator, it bumps all the way up to potentially $39,000. That's why we probably heard Cuomo begging and demanding those. And then if there's a minute follow-up, if they can address the testing positive, that if people have had these annual flu shots, it's called virus interference, and that is why people are going to be testing positive. And if they want to address 5G, how it is radiation sickness and zinc deficiency mimic the COVID. And I'll listen off air. Thank you for covering this. Appreciate it, Carl.
You bet, Lori. Thank you for listening.
Yep.
Ventilators cost more.
You don't get put on a ventilator unless you really need to be on a ventilator, and so cost really isn't an issue. Everybody who's infected with COVID, the government is covering those costs. There's been an emergency declaration,
mm-hmm.
and even if you don't have insurance, if you have COVID, your hospital stay is covered, according to the federal government. That's number one. Number two.
If you've had the flu shot, you can mask it.
I don't know anything about that. I've never.
Okay.
I can honestly say I don't know anything about that either.
Yeah. Okay, and then about 5G, we don't know.
Yeah,
I see 5G towers are being burnt.
Yeah, that's in Britain, yeah. A lot of crazy people do crazy things. And again, this is people acting on something that there's not been research on. And that's a lack of responsibility. You have to base your decisions on research and science. And
if we're talking about non-ionizing radiation, you can buy a meter on Amazon when they're back open for about $100. It'll actually measure it. Cell phones will give you about 19 on the meter. And if you walk under a really high power line or get near a cell phone tower, you're going to get a similar reading. So your handheld phone is just as much a source of non-ionizing radiation as being near a tower. But, you wouldn't want to buy a house under a power line.
You don't want to live
next to a tower. It's true. It drops off fast. I've actually played with one of those meters, and you get about 600 feet away, and there's a zero reading.
Yeah, it's based on science. Okay. But it's based on science.
Okay. And let's go to the phones. Terry, we've got a short period of time and more stuff to cover.
I'll be quick. Anyway, we have 762 people that die a day in California, which adds up to 278,130. And according to this morning, we've only had 786 deaths from coronavirus. That's 0.003% of 1%. So with that ratio and the lockdown, I know that Tucker Carlson last night, I know that there's mixed reviews in the news. Be smart, be safe. Of course, but there's mixed reviews. They're saying now that some of the corona deaths are even being falsified in New York. There's video of hospitals being empty in New York. We're now talking about Shasta County being shut down for an extra couple of weeks. And frankly, the whole United States only has, or California has 786 deaths. That's 0.003 of 1% of the deaths that occur. As far as deaths we have like one death a day, not even that, according to 762 for other causes. Not even one death, 0.003. So a lot of people think that it's a little overblown, and that's what some of the news sources say, and then other news sources say it's not. So people get mixed, mixed information. But what I just gave you is a fact.
No, I'm not disputing any facts at all. But I do think that if you're in Paris, it would be a whole different story.
We're not in Paris.
I know. And that's why the news looks so sensational.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry. When we talk about this, we go back to that personal responsibility and the mask and the distancing ourselves. You know, there are so much stuff coming out. The fact is do you believe, with your medical backgrounds, both of you, you've been around hospitals, for a long time too, Casey, and of course, Dr. Gonzalez, this is the right thing to do. The distancing, the shutting down of businesses and all this.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, there's no question that I'm not a big fan of the governor. I don't do a lot of political stuff on shows. But at the end of the day, the science is behind social distancing. And that is why the cases are down in California. We got out of it. We got ahead of it. We started to see sites in specifically the Bay Area. San Francisco was just – San Francisco is like a mini New York. It's a perfect – it's like a the ideal petri dish for this thing to get out of control. And believe me, to your point, if you were in New York and you see the trenches where we're doing the mass graves, we have a friend in New York that's a physician in the ICU there and who's a neurosurgeon who's been mandated to work in the ICU and treat COVID patients because there's not enough physicians. It's a different scenario there. And we don't want that here. And so this is why the social distancing is working and it's effective, and that's why you got to get behind it.
You know, Doctor, during the break, you said something that I thought was really an important statement. We start talking about the vaccine. You said it would be like a medical breakthrough if we could find a vaccine that could treat COVID-19. With the best minds in the world working on it, and you're seeing this and seeing that, then it kind of like disappears. But you said that we're holding that silver bullet.
That's right. You know, everybody says, what about malaria drugs? What about this drug that's receiving trials? And they're all looking for a silver bullet. The silver bullet is wearing a mask and isolating. That's all it takes.
That's right.
The one we talked about, Recitidin, it was addressed earlier last week with Dr. Bawa. He said that, yeah, it has not been approved by the FDA, but they're using it on emergency cases, on the emergency basis. But, again, it's like the chloroquine.
Right.
That it works for some people, doesn't work for others.
The effect of COVID on your lungs is in some way similar to malaria's effect on your lungs. So there's some science behind it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the point is don't get it in the first place.
You know, this is the first time that we've gone through most of a show with masks on. And I think it's kind of indicative of what's going on out there. And some takeaways here is the fact that the elective surgeries are a thing of the past for right now. The wound center is still going because people still need to be treated for their wounds. The silver bullet out of this is the mask. Distancing yourselves, have somebody pump gas for you or use gloves while you do it or clean your hands immediately after. So, final thoughts here.
I just hope we're not bouncing our grandchildren on our knees and talking about places where nice people used to bring food to you and which were called restaurants. I'm with your callers. I'm with everybody else. I want to get back to some normalcy in our lives I hope that once we get through this, we stop taking all of those places for granted. All the places that the movie theaters, malls, this is a game changer. This is very different than anything I've ever been through before.
We want our lives back, no doubt about it.
No question.
There was a question during the break about toddlers and masks.
Don't put a mask on a little baby unless you're a healthcare professional.
Bad plan.
Including the mask. Just leave your kids at home if you go out. You know, someone that can protect their own airway, someone 4 or 5 years old that could pull a mask off, that's fine. And I do see little kids with masks, but you definitely don't want masks on a little baby.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much for being with us today. Every week we come in here and we get a lot of great information from Shasta Regional and from the guests that we bring in here. Tomorrow we're going to have the sheriff on.
Oh.
And we get to listen to the sheriff about turning prisoners loose during this crisis.
Yeah, he's not happy about it.
Oh, he's not a happy man. Eric McGreeny is not a happy man.
And
of the 60-something people they said you should turn loose, he says he's got that down, I think, to 18 instead of 60. They're taking a real good look at this. This is not something else we have. But we also want to talk about a downturn on the crimes during this time period, too. And I don't know if it's just the bad guys and girls are staying inside or because people are home, they can't get to their homes to rob them or burglarize them, I think is what it is. So everybody be safe today. We got the silver bullet from Dr. Gonzalez. Wear a mask. Distance yourself. Take care of your family. Show the same responsibility. Wash your hands. Get, 20 seconds. Show the same responsibility as you would if you're carrying a gun. I really like that one because that people understand that one, too. Yeah. Have the responsibility for yourself and others.
Well, and next time we'll talk more about wound care because that's something that's really important. So we'll get a little more into that.
All right. Like I said, tomorrow's the sheriff.
There you go.
We're going to have the county executive officer later on this week from Shasta County. We're going to have Danelle from Health and Human Services will be on Friday. We've got a whole bunch of things that are happening this week as we have over the last 3 weeks of trying to pass information, as much information as we can. So it's good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys and wear our mask and distance and wash our hands.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand
Pulse Center.